Who are you?
It's the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Wimpy, the Wimpy.
Crotchout Radio Show. We're doing a special Saturday show. I got a special guest host with me, the original Benny Carnero. Benny, say hi to the people.
Pick up the goddamn part.
Anyways, we got Pac-Man Head over here. He got some shit to say. Pac-Man Head.
What fuck? Oh, you fucking dick. Fuck you. I thought you were thinking of saying Pac-Man from the movie Colors.
No.
That I could do. I could be Sean Penn before he fucking went liberal and gay. Seriously, Sean Penn used to be cool, though.
Yeah.
He really did. And then he fucking went all like, we gotta help the Haitians. And now, that fucking faggot wants to team up with Charlie Sheen, because now Charlie Sheen is saying he's willing to help the fucking Haitians. What kind of fucking nonsense is that?
Well, here, you know, Charlie Sheen's just doing it to save his fucking career. But isn't Sean Penn dating fucking Scarlett Johansson now?
Yeah, I seen that on Yahoo, too. Fuck out of here. Don't try to fuck like you was researching. You see, you know when they showed the little bullets, the little headlines?
Yeah, well, I didn't read the fucking thing.
Neither did I. I'm just saying. Well, who gives a fuck?
But you know, they do have your secret history, your secret past revealed on Yahoo. Fucking Pac-Man.
But you know what I was thinking of, though?
Yeah, I heard your girlfriend, Miss Pac-Man, cheated on you and took away all your money.
Fucking dick. She took all my pellets, bitch.
She took all your pellets.
I didn't even fucking make a joke. Look, I'm trying to discuss something here.
Okay, well, she fucked a ghost.
A couple ghosts.
Yeah, she I told her, yo, why you cheated on my boy with fucking ghosts? She says, spooks have bigger dicks.
Damn.
That's a racist joke.
Were we discussing why they call them spooks? That's what it was, right?
Yeah, we were. Because they used to get scared by the KKK, because the KKK used to dress up as, well, they dress up as ghosts. That's why they got the hood and the white robes.
I don't want to talk about blacks.
I'm just saying.
Leave that alone.
You're the one who asked.
No, I'm just saying. All right. I have this video, right, that my friend sent me, and I'll probably send it to you. It's an old school video. It's no name, no nothing. You don't know what's going on. All you see is, right? It says it's a video of an atomic bomb or whatever.
Yeah.
You see the power of the bomb when it detonates, fucking water just shot through the fucking sky like we're talking. I'm telling you, it's something I've never seen in my life, and it's all grainy, but it's, you know. So you see, like, a battleship, right? And then you see the wall of fucking water go through the sky. So I was talking to a friend of mine, and I said, look, they was capable of doing shit like that in the mid-40s to late 50s. By now, they probably mastered it, you know what I'm saying? They got more powerful shit. So, it's funny, when Sean Penn brought up the Haiti shit, they probably, and I've said this before, because now we've been having a lot of tsunamis and all this other crap, to manipulate a hurricane, it's a little bit of a stretch, you know what I'm saying? You'd have to get into that whole fucking conspiracy shit. But here's the thing. This, to me, is more reasonable. An average person could sort of believe if you detonate shit underneath, like if you fart in the bathtub, it's the same concept, right?
Right.
If you fart in the bathtub, something's going to shoot up, right? A vibration, energy is going to shoot up. So probably what they did to Haiti was they figured between UNICEF, the fucking Red Cross, UN, and all that, figured, all right, we need some extra money. Their funds is running low. You detonate a few of those fucking things underneath, it's bound to shake that island. Because how come fucking DR didn't get none of it? The Dominican Republic felt nothing.
Yeah, no,
and
man,
it is the
right.
island of Hispaniola, so shouldn't the whole shit rock?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not a fucking scientist or nothing. I don't have the right instruments.
Well, you know, there is this thing that conspiracy theories have been saying, that there's this thing called HARP, where they manipulate the Earth's magnetic field through the air and shit. And
see,
that's...
All right, but here's the thing. I'm not knocking that, but for an average person, it's going to be hard to convince them on that. But setting bombs underneath the water to shake shit up, doesn't it sound more reasonable? You remember what I was saying? How, you know, I'm not knocking what you're saying with the electromagnetic, but that's a little sci-fi. Mm. We have the bombs. We had them for the last 50 years. If you start setting off like fucking 20 of them deep underneath the water, you're going to shake shit up. That's what I think they did. They probably put in strategic spots and just said, you know what?
Yo, son, I wouldn't fall asleep on them nukes, son. You understand, kid? Don't fall asleep on them nukes. Them nukes are no fucking joke. They go, you put them in one spot. Yo, you got a whole lot of niggas homeless now up in Haiti. Yo, them bombs, yo. They got the bombs. They had the bombs, yo. You know who made the bomb? Some fucking Jew with a bad haircut, son. Don't fall asleep on Jews with bad haircuts. They make some shit to fuck up your whole situation. You hear me, kid? What?
That sounds like a Bronx conspiracy theorist. That's not one of them usual run-of-the-mill New Hampshire motherfuckers. That sounds like somebody that I know in my hood. And I'd be like, hey, what's going on, Rajon? Yo, what's good, son? Yo, I seen this video that opened my eyes, son, on the 9/11, son. That's exactly what it is. You see?
Yo,
that's
don't fall asleep, son. Yo, I saw this video straight up. Yo, you know Obama a lizard? That nigga, you could cut off his legs. He grow another one, son. He a fucking lizard. What? Son, what?
So
yo,
let me ask
yo,
you
on
question.
The real though, let me get that money. What?
The new Jordans came out. That's what it is.
What?
But see, that's what's coming around now. It's funny because before, conspiracy theorists and all that have always been like you said, most of the time, unlike you, or an average person from Brooknum,
yes,
have been these fucking losers from these other states that nobody even cares about. It's kind of better now that you have average people from regular spots starting to wake up.
Yeah.
Because then it becomes more legitimate. Then you're an average person. But if you're some fucking dickhead from fucking Wisconsin and you live in the fucking woods and all you do is stay home and start coming up with these stupid ideas, it doesn't make sense. See, with that Haiti shit, it didn't take much for me to think about that. I just figured, all right, I seen a fucking video on something blowing up and I'm like, all right, you know,
yeah,
these
are... But did you send your $10?
That was a lot, right? You know, back in the day, I remember it was like $1, $2 you would send. They fucking wanted $10. You know that they was fucking caking it.
Dude, you know what? I was thinking, I asked the question, yo, if I send this $10, would I get a fake Rolex like y'all niggas already selling Battery Park?
Damn.
Yo, I got the Rolex. I got the new Rolex right here. 24 gold plated. 24 gold plated. Wait. What? That's not
no,
a
but
Rolex.
It's probably like brother. Look, everyone's brother. Your brother nowadays. Look. Except for when you turn on them, they probably be like fat man.
Yeah.
Fat brother.
Yeah. Some Haitian came up to me saying, "Oh, you know."
My friend.
They.
Haitian, my friend.
Yeah, no.
Boss,
some Haitian
chief.
Came up to me. You know how those weight loss, like, you know, that pyramid scheme, that natural weight loss thing that they walk around with? This Haitian dude came up to me, he's like, I can help you lose weight. I said, what, by shipping my ass to a third world country with your uncle? Get the fuck out of here. fucking diet.
UNICEF ain't coming through.
Nah. Yeah, why?
The only English they know, Red Cross, UNICEF, UN.
Yeah. And they try to stay away from the UN. They rape us. Dude, and then there was these reports that freaking Israel was there, the Israelis were there fucking harvesting organs and shit.
Yeah, like, what is you and the problem with the Jews that you have? I don't got no problem with the Jews.
I'm just saying, you know, I'm just reading the news and this is what they're saying. Don't relax. And we got Sloop in the chat room. Hi, Sloop.
Snoop or Sloop?
Sloop. If you had one O and an E, that would be funny.
Yeah. No, not funny.
No, Slope?
At all, no.
Come on, Slope, no?
Oh, it's an Asian joke. All right, I couldn't spell that. That's why I had a hard time with that.
Yo,
I was like, Sloop? I was like, why is Sloop funny? I still couldn't spell it.
Yeah, he says, nobody wants a muzzy kidney. Damn. That's hardcore.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question. Are you know what you need to do, though? And I started to think about this today.
Okay.
You're broke and Hispanic. That means you ain't getting no public assistance because you're not dark enough. So what you should do is start asking for donations. You got to stop doing this shit for free. I feel that you're worth a 50-cent donation. I'm telling you, you should do that. Start a fucking... I think you can get donations without the tax company getting at you, right?
Yeah, no, but you know, the thing is, you know how hypocritical it would be for me, especially... to start collecting donations, because I've been going after people for fucking scamming people out of their donations for the past, like, 3 years already.
No, but you're not scamming nobody. You broke and you're Hispanic, and you need the money.
Yeah, no, I know, but, you know, and wait a minute. but straight up, you know, the same conspiracy theorists that I deal with are the same motherfuckers that be like, they freaking crucify my ass for going by Louis B. They're like, why are you trying to hide your name? Huh? Why don't you tell us where you are? Tell us your address. Where you from? Huh? Huh? Why you so secretive and shit? I'm
probably
like,
want a date. They want to suck your cock.
Yo, why don't you put your phone number out there? Why? Because I did all that, and some fucking silly motherfucker kept calling me saying how much they wanted to kill me, and I was like, you know what?
I can't kill me.
You can't kill me. You can't even fucking get Bush arrested. Y'all niggas are crazy. You can't even. Fuck it. I fucked the joke.
No, but here's the thing about the death threats and all that shit. See what happened though? Yeah. You know what happened now is somebody was talking about this or whatever, that we've become such fucking bitches in a sense that we result and revert to fighting over the internet and threatening people over the internet and calling people or leaving voice messages and text messaging, that we forgot the natural instinct of face-to-face, hand-to-hand.
Yeah.
That's why people say mano y mano. We don't do that shit no more. Now it's just like these subtle little threats. Even politicians, they do little bitch stuff where, oh, you're wrong, Senator Johnson.
Yeah, that's why I've been, you know, anyone that got beef with me, I'd be like, yo, meet me face up. If you can't say this shit to my face, then you a bitch. I mean, straight up, like, look, for example, remember that comedian I told you that I screamed on?
No.
Nah. Okay, anyway, I had a comedian, James Inman. He was on the show before. And, you know, he ended up looking like an ass on the show because, you know, he's one of them socialist motherfuckers. And he ended up getting schooled. And, you know, instead of fucking being funny, he just said, oh, you're a cunt, you know, some dumb shit. So somebody took that audio and they put it on the internet. You know, they gave me credit. So I was like, all right, bet. So he calls me back because now he can't get work because the dude freaking put the title, James Inman hates Jews and shit. So he's like, oh, I can't get work and shit. So he starts threatening me. So here's the audio.
Well, you brought that cunt back and she would shut the fuck up. Why would you have her on the goddamn fucking phone? I wouldn't talk to her. And I'm not kidding you. You find that fucking guy's name. He needs to take that off right now. I don't...
Why don't you... Ma- understand me. I fucking brought you on the show because I believed in what you said. Shit happened the way it happened. You were not set up. If you want that video taken down, you fucking message him. I have no control over what other people do. I try to do my fucking part. I'm sorry shit what happened the way it happened.
Yeah.
But you fucking yelling at me,
you fucking yelling at me. Look. Listen, I don't care that the other ones are up there, but it's really fucking unfair.
What the fuck you want me to do? There's nothing I can do. You go after him. You go after him. Have your lawyer email YouTube or send a letter to YouTube and make them take it down. Because I don't know the fucker from Adam. And you, I know her, and she had nothing to do with the making of that fucking video.
Well, she can call him.
Anyways, you get the point.
Hey, you're getting live. What, did you, Perry? Fuck, that's the first time I heard you get that live. That's cool, though. I mean, sometimes...
Yeah, but you heard how quick he calmed the fuck down, right? He was like, okay.
Because his fucking bitch-ass fucking New Hampshire shit came in. That's why I was trying to tell you why people don't respect the majority of the people that are sort of in your realm. You understand what I'm saying? They don't have balls. That's why even, like, liberals. That's why I don't know why people, like, in Wisconsin now, like, they're rallying with the unions and this and that, and they get into quarters and they try to take over. These fucking people, if you fucking smack them, they'll fucking run. That's how liberals are. Liberals have made the system so pussy that their pussy asses actually look tough because they know they're protected by the laws, and if you touch them and if the cops smack them. Because back in the day, look at the 60s, when black people used to act up. They used to hose them.
Yeah.
You couldn't do that now, right? And that's why now there's no way of stopping these protesters.
Ghettoed out in the capital.
Yeah. So that's why if you just show a little bit of force, and this is what scares people. Oh, if you show a little force, they're going to start killing motherfuckers.
It's kind of funny you mentioned that, because Rush Limbaugh, he said on his show the other day, he goes, liberals, they take over the land, and they take over the government, and then once all the services are used up and the state can't handle it anymore, they move on to the next state, and the next state, and the next state. They're like locusts.
Hey.
Man.
Yo,
oh, hold on. Let me do this properly. Alright.
The fuck?
I have the Rush Limbaugh theme song on hand at all times. Yeah, he goes...
I've never even heard it, but I've listened... Nah. I mean, look. I don't know why people go so crazy over Limbo. Limbo is okay. He's not that serious. I mean, he's a pretty good dude, but... Look, everyone knows liberals are full of shit. They know it themselves. That's why people are so sick of them and they want these motherfuckers dead. See, that's the thing. Look.
Mm-hmm.
This is how liberals work. They have to rile you up so much that they look like the victims and the bad guys.
Yeah.
Because that's how they fight, elitists, liberals, and all these pieces of shit. What they want to do is they're so condescending and manipulative and pieces of fucking living shit that they are, that these motherfuckers always try to make you look like the aggressor. Because that's their only argument. So now, what I love about these protests is that they show that they're more fucking garbage than what they fucking say is garbage. You see the beauty in that? And I love it. It's like they're getting exposed day by day by day by day. These motherfuckers are falling. It's hilarious. And they're like, oh, the Republicans, the conservatives, shut the fuck up and go hug a fucking tree. Motherfucking marijuana smoking, going
to study.
Hold on a second.
Don't give marijuana to liberals.
I was on the roll, and you trying to interrupt?
I'm just saying.
Them, they make marijuana uncool, okay?
All right.
That's what I'm saying. They're bastardizing it. Is that okay, you fucking spectator?
Thank you.
All right. They're bastardizing the coolness of it. And all they do is they go to college because they get everything fucking paid for with taxpayer money to go fucking study French literature and talk with other fucking liberals and gang up and fucking yap about how the world would be a better place if there was no nukes and if there was no governments, and then everybody would fuck everyone else because that's how liberals are. They live in a fucking constant fucking illusion. I don't know what the fuck where these people come from. And it's funny, because I went to a fucking liberal high school, and that's how they start now, especially in New York City, is they fucking created these liberal hotspots to get them young, feed them the bullshit when they're in that impressionable stage, you know, 15, 16, you're starting to fuck, you're starting to, you know, mess around with a little drugs. That's when they get them, and they feed them these liberal books, and they feed them the liberal rhetoric. So by the time they go to college, they're already fucking OG liberals. And I've started to understand that's how they've won the war in the last 20, 30 years. That's why they keep promoting, go to college, go to college, go to college. What do you think going to college is for now? To listen and learn liberal bullshit.
Yeah.
That's all it is, and that's where this has been manufactured. Now it's hit its pinnacle because they finally got the most liberal president of all time, which is Barack Obama. Clinton was a faggot, too. But this motherfucker is a pussy bitch. How you have other countries condemning the Middle East, and then you come around later? Are you fucking serious? This is America. We invented racism, motherfucker. You better start fucking shooting people first. What fucking pussy-ass bullshit is this? No, we gotta kiss and love. Fuck you, you fucking faggot. Take the fucking gun and shoot the motherfucker that's trying to shoot you. What the fuck? That's easy science. You trying to shoot me? Fuck you, I shoot you first. No. Oh, we condemn what they're doing in Libya. Yo, grow some fucking balls, man. Oh, my wife, she tells me I can't smoke cigarettes. That's the president. Oh, yeah. I think gays should get married. That's so important that faggots should get married. And you want to know the truth of why gays want to get married? For the tax benefit.
Exactly.
That's all it is. So let's be serious. Then that's what kills me the most, is that liberals, or as I like to call them, liberals, is that they're so bad at lying. And trust me, I'm a bullshit artist. I do this for fun. I can lie my fucking ass off, hard body, like without even trying. I know liars when I see them. And they're bad at it. They suck at it so bad. That's why even like the Joker, if you watch Dark Knight, he would love to murder liberals. And I would love it. I would love to see him just strangle them, put fucking ropes around their neck, and drive on a fucking GMC Jimmy or some fucking retardedly big fucking Jeep. That's how I am now. Now I'm an American nationalist. I used to hate that. Now I fucking love it.
Well, but on your Facebook, I see you like you fucking get at the people, the liberals on your friends list is hilarious.
Oh yeah, that's why I keep them. It's like I get to like stick it to them, and then I get to see their liberal nonsense. So it's hilarious. It's like they feed me the venom that pumps in my blood, and they know they fucking hate my guts. I love it. I'm like, fuck you, you stupid fucking utopian asshole.
Yeah, well.
That's what kills me the most, is that I know it burns them alive. That every stupid thing they try to come up with does not fucking work. It's ridiculous. It's fucking pathetic. It's a fucking waste of time. I don't know why they keep insisting on these stupid fucking ideas. I don't even know where they got this garbage from. These stupid books that they fucking used to force us to read in high school. I used to say, what is this fucking bullshit? And that's what it was. It was all the stupid secret messages. It wasn't a book about a kid and his dog. No, the dog was like fucking capitalism, and the dog used to bite the kid. And that, you see what I'm saying? It wasn't. You don't have to be a fucking genius to understand what they were fucking feeding you. And I used to tell them even then, like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yo, did you hear about that 10-year-old kid that were doing a mock slave auction?
Yeah, and they got at him, and it's racist, and they should have never did that, blah, blah, blah. How about fucking make some jobs in this damn country?
Exactly.
From what I understood, when they say the good old days, that's when people used to go to work.
Yeah.
Then not fucking have to rely on the system. Because now the system provides everything. At this point, there's loopholes that this country will pay for an abortion. And I don't care any which way you cut it, an abortion is a cessation of life. It's something inside you, because when an abortion happens, that thing is coming out. So what do you want to call that?
Exactly.
A fucking...
Do you know what partial birth abortion is?
Yeah, they do that shit in New York. It's up to so many months they could get down and do that shit. I know people that work in abortion clinics, and I'm telling you, it's a fucking line of bitches waiting to get that shit taken out. That's a damn disgrace. That's pathetic.
Yeah, apparently, Snoop is like, the chinks are providing it. We ain't got the money to.
You know what I'm saying? It's not even about where the money's coming from. It's where the money is going. That's why I'm telling you, people are angry because they're fucking fed up. Especially in NYC. Bro, the fucking gasoline is like $3.80 a gallon.
Yeah.
Are you fucking serious?
Well, and
$3.80 a gallon and a fucking slice of pizza is like $3.
But you want to know why it's so fucking high? You could blame the liberals again, because we got our own oil, and like, oh, you can't drill there because global warming and all this shit. You know, but we have alternatives to the global war, to the fucking oil, which is hemp, and they don't want to do that shit because, you know, people get high, and, you know, we got to take responsibility for everybody, even though we can't afford to.
You want to know what's a fucking cheap source of fucking fuel? Burning a fucking liberal into some liquid form of fucking gasoline.
That'll work.
They still wouldn't burn. You know why? They don't have no balls to burn. It'd be weaker than fucking jungle juice. The fuck out of here. I'm telling you, these people are fucking annoying. That's why they all need to go where they belong, in the left coast.
Yeah, you wanna know what, you know what's annoying? Have you ever seen those videos on YouTube from the Young Turks? Okay, well, there's this liberal, like, news shit. They weren't good enough to be on any radio show because they got, like, low ratings because they fucking suck balls. So they just put out a whole bunch of, like, 100 videos, like, a month and shit, you know, talking about crap. And, liberal bullshit, yeah, exactly. In fact, there was this dude that got raped by some chick, no joke. And they're like, oh, well, they had sex before, so, you know, so what? So, because she stuck a finger up his ass, yeah, cause while he was asleep, you know, and basically started raping him and shit, and they're like, well, they had sex before, so what? She gave him a little, how's your father? You know, tell him to fucking calm the fuck down. I'm like, damn, for real? So what, if I had sex with a chick in the past, I could just fuck her whenever I want? Is that how it works? No.
You know what's funny? Speaking of liberals, right?
Yeah.
Have you noticed now MSNBC is doing jack squat? MSNBC and Channel 4, they're all bombing. They're all bombing. And CNN tries to get tough. They do. It's pathetic. CNN tries to get rough. I'm not saying Fox News is any better than any other news show, but at least they try to get at something. It's biased, I know that, but at least it's something. You see what I'm saying? Like, they don't pussyfoot around something. At least they say, all right, we don't like this and we like this. And they, like, for example, Sean Hannity. Yeah, Sean Hannity's full of shit, but at least he picks a side. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
MSNBC is always with...
But that's
they
the thing,
do have
the
a
problem,
side, but
the problem
still, they
I
don't
have
polls.
Yeah, the problem I have with the conservatives, though, the supposed conservatives, they don't even fucking... They don't go far enough. They don't talk about what's the real causes. I mean, they just want to blame everything on liberals, and, you know, even that's some gayness, because it ain't just, oh, well, it's liberal bullshit. Yeah, well, you know, but when it was the fucking conservatives in power, oh, well, yeah, I agree with everything, you know, President Bush is doing and all that bullshit. So, I mean, this whole left-right thing is just, it's all bullshit. I mean, look, I consider myself a conservative, but I consider myself a true conservative when I see, okay, I could be real. Wait a minute. What you're doing, just because you're saying, I mean, I have a problem with neocons. That's what it is. Neocons, that no matter what, as long as you got an R in front of your name, you know, it's all right. You know, that's that bullshit too. So let's not ignore that.
Yeah, I'm not ignoring nothing. I'm just pointing out. You see, this is the problem I have with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Is as soon as I start to open my mouth, I get defined as either Republican, racist, or right wing, right off the bat, and I'm like, That's not so, because even much like yourself, we fall in between, no homo. So.
Actually, we can't say no homo anymore. If you say no homo, it's automatically homo now, I heard.
Fuck that. It's still defined as no homosexual activity. Because when you say in between, you know, you could mean vagina and or penis.
Yeah.
So I have to define
that. Well, it depends whether you have a black eye or not. Yeah. Oh, wait, I gotta do something real quick. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I have to do this in the middle of the show. Walmart hired me to help run the store in Watts in California. I just gotta call this. I gotta call this in real quick.
Attention, Walmart customers. All black people, leave the store now.
Get the fuck out. All right, I'm done.
Damn, I don't feel the hate. I feel like what? You dropped the ball on that.
I don't know.
We should have did a Walmart Harlem. Do a Walmart in Spanish Harlem.
A Walmart in Spanish. I don't got nothing. I don't got.
Hold on, I'll do a little background music and then you could just get on the mic. You ready?
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Dun, 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 dun.
Oye, todos los latinos, sálgase de eso ahora, pendejo, sálgase, ahora. Attention all Walmart customers, will the entire brown spicks please leave the store now? And take them niggas with you. Whites only shopping.
Then it becomes, why'd you have to go take so complicated? And that's not that.
Why is it so complicated? No, it's good. We gotta take this back to the 90s. Kiss me under the green grass. Green.
You know what's funny? That song really sold the movie, She's All That. How fucking whack is that movie? And I've seen that shit on, like, TBS, like, 10 times in a row.
It is whack, but, you know, you can't tell me you wouldn't want to bang that chick out after the makeover.
Yeah, she was hot.
Yeah.
She was still good before that.
Well, yeah, I would have banged her out even before the makeover. In fact, part of the makeover would be her, you know, wiping my cum off her face. Here's a squeegee, bitch. Why does it burn like lemons? It's the disinfecting. It means it's working.
Oh my god. I just started to drink a little wine, so I'm gonna hopefully it'll relax me. Well, so my hate will come out.
Nigga, I need you on ecstasy, son. I need you as fucking paranoid and angry as. In fact, mix that shit with some heroin, and then, yeah. See, I would, in order for you to be a proper co-host, I need to shoot you up with heroin, and just wait till you're like about to come off, so that way you're jonesing. I'd be like, you get your fucking meth after this. Just start talking, yo, son.
Hell no. Harder.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got DMX on the line.
Hell no.
Why you sound like a fucking Japanese samurai? Alright.
My fault. I can't do Pacino like you, so I'm sorry.
Okay, how can you not do Pacino when you're a fucking WAP? You know, I You know, I was talking to Bobby De Niro the other day. I'm like, Bobby, why are you dating niggas? You know they just want you for your money.
I told you, you gotta fucking do an occasional scream. That's no, it's not like that. You just, you know, he just starts yelling out of nowhere.
See, you know, I try to do a nice calm Pacino.
No, it's gotta be like, you know, you know, you gotta just talk, and then one of the words has gotta be very loud for no reason.
So I was talking to Bobby the other day, and this black chick.
There we go.
Okay.
I gotta teach you everything. That's how it, because when he talks, it's very dynamic, so it just comes out.
This black chick came in. Bobby's neck damn near broke. I was like, Bobby. He's like, what? I'm like, what do you mean, what? That bitch's ass has so many dents, it looks like she was sitting in a gravel field. You can tell that...
Exactly.
You can tell that little... You can tell that bitch has a couple of abortions. I swear to God, they look at us like we're the ones that had slaves. Yet I'm pretty sure black mothers have killed...
Slaves,
I'm pretty sure black mothers have killed more black people than fucking the cops.
Damn. You know there was an ad
through
about
abortion.
That, right?
Through abortion.
Have you seen the ad?
There
was an ad like that they pulled it. It had like a little black girl on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we'll see, again, liberals talking about anti-this, and I'm telling you, man. I'm just so fucking sick of them. And then that's why it's like, they love Charlie Sheen, because now... See, here's the funny thing about what's going on in this country.
Okay.
All you have to do now is say something that 9/11 was an inside job, and now people automatically think you're down. That's fucking retarded. It's like,
yeah, I know.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, when you're trying to get into some circle or whatever.
Yeah.
All you have to be is like, oh yeah, 9/11 was an inside troop. Yo, he knows what he's talking about. And I'm like, what the fuck?
He didn't give no fucking details.
Like, all of a sudden rappers care about something besides crack, guns, drugs, bitches, hoes, and murder. Now they're talking about 9/11. Oh yeah, Jay-Z, he's very smart. He's socially adept and he cares about the community. Did Jay-Z care about the community when he was selling crack to his own people? And he gets applauded and lauded for the fact that you're selling shit to your own people? That's why rap is funny like that. It's like, we want to applaud and commend these rappers for making it, but you made it by killing your own people.
Yeah.
How do you go around that? Oh, but they did what they had to do. No, if you have to do what you got to do, that means you're going to go work at Walmart.
Yeah.
For minimum wage. Not go sell drugs. That's just a fucking cop-out. I hate when people are like, oh, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. What do you mean, got to do what you got to do? So if I had to kill someone, well, I have to do what I got to do. Whoa. And that's the problem with this country now, too. There's too many cop-outs. Like, with these celebrities, do 2 months of jail. Oh, you know, they did time. Doing time is when you did 20, 30 years in the bank. I fucking know 2 months or 1 year. I'm telling you, that's what it is. We forgot to know what it is.
Yeah.
We just don't know, because I'm telling you.
I mean, seriously, when was the last time you heard a bunch of gangsters having a real shootout with the cops?
Oh, they stopped all that bullshit because they know it's not worth it. So they make the punks on the streets kill each other. And fucking repping their block that I repeatedly tell people, that's not your block because the government owns the block.
Yeah. I mean, the most
and
you
I
could
told
do,
people,
the most
even
you
if you own your home, you don't own the home because you pay real estate taxes. And if you don't pay your real estate taxes, they take your home.
I mean, the only thing you could do with your block is go around it with a Mario Kart. And that's an inside joke, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
That joke was an inside jab.
Uh-huh.
We got Continental Bed and Brack up in
what?
There.
Ooh.
Yeah, somebody by the name of, oh, they're calling in Continental Bed and Breakfast.
All right, put them on.
Hold on, I gotta wait for it to like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
This rape is us.
All right, what? called in, and you're not going to talk. He's like, hi, world, how are you?
Hi, everybody.
Oh, okay.
How are you?
I sense a lame joke coming on. All right, go ahead.
What are you guys talking about?
Maybe if you were listening 40 minutes ago, you would know. See, this is what happens when you miss the first 40 minutes of the Crotch Shot Radio Show. You don't know what the fuck is going on.
That's a bad word.
Yes, it is. You know what's a bad word, too?
Click.
Ugly.
Yeah.
Ugly's a bad word.
It click. Is. Click?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Click thumb.
Yeah. Anyways, how... Yep, alrighty. Good night.
God bless.
This... Suck my dick. Suck my motherfucking dick. There you go. Hello?
Oh.
Yeah, he left.
That's a fucking liberal, probably. He sounded
that
like him. See,
that was,
no
that was
fucking
like,
bass in his voice.
Yeah. I don't even know where the fuck he was going with that.
Yeah, really.
I was trying to see, maybe it would be funny. It's like, oh, God.
You know what you I know, want?
Yeah, what do you want?
What will make my neck? I wish you could prank some Chinese restaurant.
I can't do it.
Damn
it. I can't. I got too many haters fucking watching me waiting to fucking make... He's doing prank calls! Oh my God, he's doing prank calls! It's like, I got too many fucking haters up in this motherfucker.
But you know pranking those Chinese restaurants is gold. And
oh,
I proved my point. That remember that time you completely trashed them,
yeah.
And they still wanted to take your order. And I said, see? That's also ruining this country. That lust for the dollar bill. That's a goddamn lust.
Dude,
how you just got trashed and you still trying to complete the order?
I'ma smack you in your face, you gook. Okay.
Are you on your ring?
What? I'm like,
and
damn.
I proved my point. And people are like, oh, that's racist. How is that racist? I just proved that we've called like 5 to 10
Mm-hmm.
All trying to get that order, even though that they're not stupid. They play stupid. See, that's the thing. This is what I'm trying to tell people. Oriental people are not stupid when they do that. They play the role. They know they get the hara 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 you, so that you won't get at them. You understand? They play like they're meek. You ever heard the expression, you walk in as a lamb, but walk out as a lion?
Yeah.
Asian people are like that. And they'll eat both the lamb and the lion, anyway, the Chinese. Fucking fry both of them.
And everything in between.
Yes.
Sir, I lost my dog. Oh, he number 69 on the menu. Fuck!
Jojo?
No!
Would you like french fry with Jojo?
I paid $1,000 for that motherfucker. Good, now he's $9.99. Fuck! You feed him Alpo? Meat? Good. You just ruin people's days like that. You just ruin a person's day, you know? You can't, you know?
Asians. The only Asian I ever liked was Bruce Lee, straight up.
Well, Bruce Lee wasn't Asian.
He was part German, I know. I read his Wikipedia. You know, that's the scary part too. Is that people have grown accustomed to Wikipedia. And I remember, like an idiot,
you can't be believing Wikipedia, because last time I checked, Bruce Lee, well, before he started Kung Fu, he was Beijing's top gay porn star. And I was like, wait a minute, they didn't have gay porn back in them days. I mean, I think Sergio would have, think Benny would have told me.
I'm sorry, the jig is out there already, though.
What jig?
Even on my Facebook page, they fucking call me by my real name. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, okay.
As long as they just don't fire me from my job.
Okay.
else are we going to get at?
Asians.
Oh, we're going to stay on Asians?
Why not? Unless it's the fucking... the chat room thinks otherwise. They could just start naming groups, and I'll get at whoever. Even fucking American Samoans. I don't give a fuck.
Well, you got against American Samoans.
Motherfuckers are everywhere. That's my fucking problem. They need to fucking stay in America Samoa. That's a good enough reason to hate somebody. Fucking see them all over the place. You have to defend America. I really don't have a beef with them. Fucking, I think The Rock is like American Samoan. If you smell, la 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 la. You know.
Yeah, have you ever seen that, fuck it. Speaking about Asians, you seen that, like, that white chick that tries to teach people fucking Japanese, but she's, like, wears these, like, she got, like, some huge-ass big tig old bitties?
No.
No? Oh.
Where's that from? A movie, TV show, what?
No, it's on YouTube. There's this chick on YouTube every week. She has, like, a fucking Japanese word of the week. That Miss Hannah Minx. And she wears these, like, fucking, you know, these low-cut shirts that show off her, like, her fucking huge-ass cleavage and shit.
How about the YouTube that right now?
Yeah, you better don't fall asleep on that. That chick got some huge tits, son. It's like fucking...
Should we just go back to blacks?
It should. We should. We definitely should. I mean,
blacks have been getting... They've been getting it for a long time. Let's leave them alone.
Yeah, but they haven't learned their lesson yet.
Let's go back to liberals.
But they haven't learned their lesson yet. Well, blacks are liberals.
Not all of them. I've noticed that it's... Here's another funny thing that's happening. You're seeing a lot more black Republicans and black conservatives. Because here's the thing, right? I've noticed that a lot of black people that are Democrat or whatever liberal that are higher up, okay? Let's say in a higher income, to me, sound like they're self-hating. Because they know that those programs hold black people down. They don't help black people. They hold them down. You remember the whole thing I was saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, cuddling and just, you know, hey, rock-a-bye baby. Here's $100. Go to sleep. So for some reason, I have this idea that a lot of these higher-up black liberals and Democrats want to keep that going so that they can create businesses to cuddle that. Because if you notice, Magic Johnson and Russell Simmons, they have a lot of stuff like, you know, rent stuff and those charge cards with the high percentages, and Magic Johnson gives, you know, affordable loans and stuff to black people. In a weird way, I think it's doing that to fuck their own. Because that's generally how it works. People always think that it's another group of people that usually fucks you. It's usually your own. For example, the Italian mafia. Everyone thinks they usually fuck everyone else. No. In Godfather 2, you remember that part when they're in the opera house?
Yeah.
And he walks out and he says, what is that guy? Is he Italian? And the other guy says, well, what the fuck do you think? And he's like, well, why does he bother other Italians? And that was the whole thing. Even, for example, you know when they say, whatchamacallit, that usually the people that are next to you tend to envy the most, it's usually your best friends that'll fuck you before your worst enemy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's why I think a lot of black people are figuring out that they think that it's been Republicans or conservatives that have been fucking them over. Nah, it's been Democrats and liberals. It's the one most closest to you gets you first. Because they have the upper advantage of manipulating and spinning things, and they're closest to you, and they know how to make things go their way. That's why, for example, as you started to realize in your endeavors with all this We Are Change and all that other shit,
yeah.
Who really fucked you over? The FBI? No. CIA? No. U.S. government? No. People that are whatever, you know, anti the conspiracy stuff? No. The people that have gotten at you the most have been your own fucking crew.
Yeah.
And that's proof to show that, like, this unions and all this shit and all this liberal nonsense, the liberals are generally fucking themselves and everyone else. And what they do, what liberals like to do, is they like to take the youth because they don't know no better. And then they like to take their own and manipulate them as well. For example, Sean Penn is probably the biggest piece of shit on this whole fucking planet. He knows that if things are the way they are, everything is fine. He can continue acting, making $20 million a movie, and doing whatever backyard fucking dirty deals the motherfucker does, as long as that there's always poor people willing to pay $12 to go see one of his faggoty movies. You understand? They want things to stay the same. That's how they make their paper. If you were making money, do you want someone fucking with that shit?
Nah.
Nah. Mm-mm. So what you do? Right? That's how, and that's how, for example, like when we talk on the, right? Who is most dangerous to us? Yeah, you thinking, yeah, talk show's gonna, no, here's the, excuse me, I fucked that up. Oh, the CIA is going to shut you down because you're saying all that 9/11. Or the FBI is going to get at you. Or some anti-hate group is going to get mad because you make a few jokes about Mexicans or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Who fucks you the most is the radio show, I mean the radio company that hosts your show and other people on the station or whatever.
Yeah.
That they're so pro-speech, but the ones who are most pro-speech are the ones that hate the most. So that don't make no fucking sense. So if you're allowed to tell your liberal nonsense and liberal stories about how if there was no government, then everybody would be happy, why can't I or yourself say, well, maybe if there was no fucking Mexicans?
If I rule the world,
I free all my Ricans, every Rican baby. Right? Think
yeah.
about it. Ricans are at least citizens. Mm-hmm. I can't hate on Puerto Ricans. At least they citizens. Mexicans, probably like 40%. Puerto Ricans, 100%.
This dick, retard.
Oh, shit. For real?
What was that?
Yo, she getting at you.
Who?
Fucking this chick.
Which chick?
All the neighborhood guys come here to jack off, you know?
Who is that? That's Trooper again?
I love the D.
Huh?
I love the D.
Is that your pathetic attempt to use sound clips against me, motherfucker?
Yeah, I like it from behind. Because I could plug you, too.
Damn. She's going to plug you, too, son.
I better not sleep on that.
In college, I tasted it.
Damn.
I thought I was the only one that had to take that
Ooh.
Abuse.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that reminds me.
Fucking queer.
Where the fuck is it? Oh, shit. Yeah, fuck it. Oh, man. So, what else we got? Fucking FEMA was supposed to call in.
He's still crying oriental tears.
Oh, so they're going sideways. Just sat out my window just thinking of you. These tears on my pillow can't see.
No. Orientals. Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah.
I think on that note, you know,
well,
you know what to do.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think it's about that time.
Are you ready?
What?
Go ahead.
What do you mean go ahead? It's your fucking show. No, I'm not talking about that.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my, almost the end of the show, you asshole.
Is it almost in? What, you want to end the show now? You spit out all your fucking venom?
Nah, I still got venom, but it's up to you, too.
Keep going.
A fucking bad date, man. Fucking sitting here fucking sharing drinks, and you just fucking sucking on that drink. Happy I bought you something. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody's asking, is this a music show? No. What the fuck, wise ass?
Ain't no fucking wise ass on this shit.
Yeah.
I got some Metallica.
What do you mean all you hear is music?
I'll tell you one thing, your intro is a lot better now.
Yeah. It was professionally done.
Oh, yeah? Who?
By Kramer.
By you.
Yeah, by Kramer. Who?
Yeah, no, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I was really surprised when I heard it. I was like, man.
Yeah, no. I've been trying to step up the game.
I'm telling you, you should really start asking for donations.
Yeah, but you know, seriously, you know how hypocritical that shit will make me?
Nah, you need to survive, man.
I know, but fucking people, you know, they so fucking short, like one-sided. They're like, oh, well, so you could complain about somebody collecting donations for personal use, but if you do it, it's okay. And they don't want to hear that. Well, hey, at least I'm saying it's for personal use. I'm not just saying, oh, this is for 9/11 first responders and for you know, pamphlets and shit, and then taking that money to fucking pay for college and go get some drinks and, you know, do some other personal shit with it and party like a fucking rock star.
Kind of just survive.
Yeah, nah, it's like they don't, you know, fucking, you know, the people in this fucking movement, man, I mean, they so fucking, you know, they so, fuck.
They're gay?
They're gay.
It's okay.
They're fucking gay.
Yeah. If you run out of ways to describe something and it annoys you, just say it's gay. That's it.
Yeah, I just don't fucking get it, man. It's like, they're gay. Okay, yeah, it works.
See?
Yeah.
Is that hard?
No, it's not.
That's so hard just to say they're gay.
I know everyone else
is now afraid to say gay and then you know what's going to happen. If you say something that this administration doesn't like, you know who's going to get at you first, right? Holder. You know, he's a fucking tough motherfucker, that motherfucker. They really were trying to get at him. You remember that whole bullshit with the Panthers shit?
Yeah.
They didn't get those two motherfuckers, right? So then they said something about, there was some issue about black people. And he was like, yeah, my people have suffered a lot more than anything. And then Fox broke it down and says, then your people, shouldn't that be the American people?
Right.
So that's what you see back again, like liberals. That's why I love them. They're entertaining to me because they're gay. Yeah, that's it. You see, I didn't have to like go through my head like a fucking Rolodex to find a word that would aptly fit them. They're just gay. That's it.
Right.
So I'm telling you, that's why we kind of need them, because if you didn't, you wouldn't have anyone to laugh at.
Like, I just noticed. TalkShoe has just that. Fucks me again.
And?
It started two shows, and apparently I'm in the wrong window for the show that I scheduled. They just fucking scheduled another fucking show, which is why when I just checked that window, we had more listeners there.
Okay.
And they didn't hear nothing. They should be here. Well, we should be there, but they went... Fucking hate TalkShoe. I swear to God, I've
heard anything for the last hour plus.
Probably.
Damn. So we've just been talking.
Don't worry, I recorded it, it'll get uploaded, and people will download it and, you know, suck my balls.
Damn. Yeah, because no wonder why. I went in the chat and nothing was going on. I was surprised. I didn't see...
Well, the widget's not working, or else I'll be, you know, a lot more people be listening there instead of having to come to TalkShoe to listen. I just, you know, there's no way to win, yo. There ain't no winning. They ain't no winning. They ain't no fucking winning. I mean, really, I got too many people that fucking hate me, that fucking want to take me down, that working to take me down, because I'm telling the truth about them. They hate me because I fucking, you know, expose niggas. I got this other motherfucker that I'm going after because, you know, he's trying to gather information like you're fucking hate Nigerian ass fucking identity thief.
That's funny. Yeah. That makes me think of that song from Jay-Z. Ain't no heart. No, it's like, ain't no love in the heart of town.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Still a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I think you're right about him being one of those, what do they call that shit?
H to the is O, V to the is A.
No, the same thing that him and Kanye are. What do they call that?
Freemasons?
Yeah. That probably has a lot of truth. I mean, I used to knock the Freemasons until I went to one of their halls. And yeah, they'd even let us see everything that they had to show. So, because I remember I went on a class trip. And we went out there. And I was like, man, it's just a little... It was a little bugged out.
Alrighty. Anyways, I think it's time for me to end the show because
yeah,
now I gotta fucking fix this shit. So anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to this special Saturday show. Yeah, fuck it. Bye.